From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. During a meeting on North Korea's proliferation convened by Japan, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States, and Washington will use all necessary measures to defend itself against such aggression. Foreign Minister Taro Kono at the UN has also addressed North Korea in that issue.
It is important not only for the Security Council, but also for the entire international community to maximize its pressure on North Korea and to corner North Korea to change its policy.
Saturday, North Korean state media again targeted U.S. President Donald Trump for verbal attacks, referring to him as an old lunatic Trump and warning his administration's officials to be prudent if they don't want to meet bitterer disgrace and destruction. South Africa's most powerful ruling party is meeting to choose new leadership at a time when it has never been more divided. Over the coming days, some 5,000 delegates of the African National Congress will choose its new top slate, and in doing so will signal the end of the controversy or rule of embattled party leader and South African President Jacob Zuma. Zuma, whose mounting corruption scandals have riven the party, will step down as leader at this conference. His successor then will be the presumptive ruling party presidential candidate when South Africa next votes in 2019. Zuma may continue as president of the country after the vote, but analysts predict that his party will then try to convince him to step down before the election. This is VOA News. The damage assessment continues after an earthquake with a magnitude of 6.5 rocked the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, and other cities on the country's island of Java late Friday, when authorities reported at least three deaths. Disaster relief officials say buildings collapsed in several western Java districts and several hospitals were evacuated after suffering damage. The quake made buildings sway in Jakarta.
Jadi sampai dengan saat ini, tiga orang meninggal dunia akibat.
An emergency management official says so up to now, three people have died due to the earthquake, either directly or indirectly. And those buildings that are damaged are categorized as temporarily damaged. The UN Refugee Agency reports aid agencies are bracing for another humanitarian crisis in Yemen as people flee from intensified fighting in frontline areas on Yemen's west coast. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it has received reports that more than 1,400 people have fled from Hodeidah and Taiz governorates in the past few days. This follows the recent fighting in the Yemeni capital Sana'a and neighboring areas. The UNHCR says it is working with other aid agencies to scale up operations to help those who are fleeing and others to come. Agency spokesman Babar Balosh says emergency relief kits for 2,000 families in Hodeidah have been sent and more relief for thousands of other families is on the way. But he says Saudi Arabia's blockade of Yemen is harming emergency operations.
A senior member of Australia's Roman Catholic Church has rejected a key recommendation of a five-year inquiry into child sex abuse.
The report found that tens of thousands of children were abused in Australian institutions over past decades. Most of the perpetrators were members of the clergy and school teachers. For years, the vulnerable were preyed upon by paedophiles, while invariably those in charge looked the other way and did nothing. The government has yet to formally respond to the Commission's report, but Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said the scale of abuse was a national tragedy.
I want to thank and honour the courage of the survivors and their families who've told, often for the first time, the dreadful stories of abuse that they received from people who actually owed them love and protection.
For 5 years, the Royal Commission heard agonizing stories of rape and sexual assault.
That is Phil Mercer reporting from Sydney, and I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.